How do you keep your pets cool when Perth hits tops in the late 30s and 40s, like we are expecting for much of the week? Do you have a bath they can splash around in? Do you put the sprinkler on in the back, like I used to do when my kids were toddlers? You just turn the sprinkler on and let them go. Maybe you feed them with ice blocks or something like that. If you think it's tough to keep your pets cool in the warm weather, spare a thought for the Perth Zoo, who have hundreds of animals to keep cool. And I imagine all with varying needs and sizes and whatnot. Now, John Lemon is the manager of zoology at the Perth Zoo and is on the line. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Stan. How are you?
I'm okay. I mean, where do you start? How many animals? How many animals have you got at the Perth Zoo, and what are their varying needs on a 41-degree day?
Look, we've got over 1,200 animals in the zoo, so, you know, it's not an easy task to keep them cool, and it's more than just a hint of summer in the air this week. So, you know, it's all about the efforts from the dedicated zookeepers. And, you know, it varies depending on the species. But like our capuchin monkeys woke up this morning to a specially created breakfast of ice blocks. You know, these frozen items help keep them nice and hydrated, but also something a little bit out of the ordinary. And it gets the animal thinking about the best way to devour it. If you go across to our heavyweights of the zoo, the female Asian elephants like Trisha and Pamai, they started their day with a dip in their pool. Now, the water not only assists them in cooling down, but provides a fantastic weightlessness environment that they can exercise in. And this is particularly beneficial for Trisha. You know, we're so well known, but she's heading on to 65 years of age, and it helps her with her age-related aches and pains. So, you know, they love to go for a swim. We usually throw some toys or food into the pool. And there's nothing like watching an animal that weighs about 3,700 kilos duck and dive to retrieve a treat at the bottom of the pool. It's probably equivalent to aqua aerobics for humans. So, you know, that's fantastic. And then if you look it out to the other extreme, like emus, one of our native animals, you know, they enjoy a bath. And though they're adapted to the Aussie heat, on a hot day, often, you know, you'll see wild emus being sighted cooling off in a creek or a dam. So we actually, you know, have the spray on and create a mud pool and water, and actually hard to get them back out of it. They absolutely adore it.
Fair enough.
And then, you know, and across the zoo, you know, as the mercury rises, we use varying apparatus like misting systems, extra water with the reticulation, and some of the species even have air conditioning in their night quarters. So, you know, it's all hands on deck. But I guess the important thing is that, you know, many of the things that the keepers do for the animals at the zoo during the warm weather, creating, you know, food ice blocks, can be done for pets at home. You know, the animals at the zoo are lucky since they have, you know, teams of people caring for them throughout the day when the heat reaches its peak. But most pets at home don't have that luxury. So what we always say in times of extreme heat, just as we concern ourselves about children and the elderly, extra consideration should be given to the animals, allowing them plenty of access to shade and water and hydration. And as I said, these, you know, food ice blocks, reticulation, cooling beds or cooling pads, if you can bring them inside into the air conditioning, all things, you know, frozen bottles that they can lie up against, it's all, you know, must do at this time of year.
John, I might go spend the day at the Perth Zoo with you. It sounds like the best place to be on a 41-degree day. There must be animals, though, that thrive in the heat, that love it.
Yeah, well, particularly our reptiles, you know, they sunbask, but they also need to get into the shade. So we have thermostatically controlled environments for them. But, you know, some of them really come alive, you know, and particularly our estuarine crocodile. This is his time of year, so his metabolism is at full speed, and this is when he, you know, ingests all the food for the year, and they go into a torpor during the winter. So, yeah, some love it, some not so, but those that, you know, sort of struggle, we cater for them. So we, you know, put every effort into making them comfortable.
Do you find that animal behaviour changes on a day like this? Like maybe they're a bit tetchy or a bit flustered, some of them?
Yeah, they can be. Look, obviously animals try and escape the heat of the day, as we do, and try and become more active when it's cooler. And that's part of what we're doing during this summer as well for visitors. You know, we're staying up late on Saturdays. The visitors can extend their stay up until 7:30 on Saturdays during January when it's a little bit cooler, because the animals, you know, they stay up later as well. So trying to get rid of that that period where, you know, it's extreme heat, so they'll rest and lie in the shade and take, you know, all the benefits from what we're providing them, and then come out when it's a little bit cooler. So that's an opportune time if people want to see